For average people, for most people in the world, today is Monday. But for people who understand greatness, for people who are committed to being the best, for people who are committed to getting the most done, today is not Monday. Today is really
Jaguars Monday with JP Shadrick, Jaguars great Tony Boselli, and CBS Sports senior writer Pete Prisco.
You can't admit when you are just making stuff up to fit your stupid narrative. Is so dense and looking.
No, I'm not. You're dense.
Now, to kick off Jaguars Monday, here's JP Shadrick.
We are off and running Jaguars Monday.
I don't like that Shadrick. We got to get that out of there. That's the one time he tried to get better of me, and it sounds like it. We didn't really.
Tony Boselli.
Like you're making him feel good with the one time.
It's the same exact open we had last week. It's the same commentary we had last week.
How about the 50,000 billion times I've abused him on here? Can't we get one of those in the open?
No. All sides point to no, apparently.
He's all happy. He's in his USC Trojan.
Yeah, it's ugly.
You know why? He's got little hands at quarterback.
Yeah,
he's happy.
Little hands.
Yeah.
Leave my guy alone.
A long year.
No, they're going to be good this year.
Yeah. Let's see.
Yeah. This is from the football factory where God knows how they get all those
guys. Arizona State going to do this year, Pete?
Huh?
Arizona State's
going to
flounder like
the,
always.
They'll fire the coach, and then I'll be happy. Then we can start cheating again like everybody else does in college football. Oh, no. USC and Alabama, they don't cheat.
No.
Why in hell would anybody go to Tuscaloosa, Alabama before Arizona State? Come on. Have you ever been to the two campuses?
I have not been to Tempe, no.
Yeah.
I'd choose Arizona State.
Yeah, of course you would. Of course you would. But Tuscaloosa is a nice place, too, now, for if you're going to go play college football and
great
get to
place.
The NFL.
You talk about atmosphere on Saturdays and all about football.
Did you watch the eclipse tonight?
No.
Did you look at it?
It was cloudy.
So it was cloudy here. I walked outside.
You could see
it was
a little bit
anticlimactic
if you put the glasses
here.
On. I'm like, my wife bought me the glasses, and I looked, and I'm like,
did you see it?
You could see the curve of it. You could see part of it. Yeah, it was hard because through the clouds you could see it.
So you looked. You had the glasses though.
Yeah.
See, I didn't have the glasses. I was one of those trying to like squint directly in the sun, like they told you.
See,
not
I was
to
around.
Do.
I was around for the last one. I was
really
around
work.
For the last one.
So
I remember.
I remember. I was in elementary school.
I was in high school. 19.
I was not. Even
1970.
You weren't even a gleam in your daddy's eye then.
1979,
were you?
Right?
I was not.
79?
79, yeah.
I was in Sacred Heart Elementary School.
I was
on
in,
the playground.
I was in Coral Springs High School.
They surely did not
no,
make
I graduated. I was at ASU then, I think.
They did not make as big a deal as they did
no,
now.
No, they didn't.
It wasn't
this
like,
was,
you're going to go blind. It's over. I mean, we just
stared at it.
I don't
we made some boxes in science class and looked up through the
I don't
boxes.
I don't remember glasses.
No, we made boxes.
I don't remember.
We got shoe boxes. You could make something, and we looked up at
it. I said it was a big bunch of nothing is what it was, right? Isn't that what it was today?
Someone made a lot of
money.
At
least here, sure. Now, if you're like in the middle of it and it goes dark for a minute or two, that's kind of cool, right?
Could you imagine driving 300 miles to go stand somewhere and watch it go dark for a minute? Let people
It'd be about like I went 300 miles and it'd be cloudy there, too.
Well, I heard it was raining in Charleston where it was supposed to be like the epicenter on the East Coast. I'm not even sure you could see it.
Well, I was in Nashville last week, and they were posting up signs. Be aware of traffic next week because it was one of the best places to see it. Mm. And
the Titans put out a time lapse from the stadium camera of it, which was kind of cool.
What did
so
it look like?
Looked like an eclipse. The place
did
went
dark,
dark for like a minute and a half. Yeah,
yeah. They had one of the best viewing areas around Tennessee.
So
Nashville.
Check out at Titans.
They got a good
online.
Team, by the way.
Yeah, I told you that.
You're right. They got a good team.
We've got plenty to get to tonight. There is a quarterback competition or controversy, depending on who you ask. We'll get to the take on that coming up. A lot of quarterback talk tonight. Injuries, is this team getting healthier? We'll get your calls in the second hour, 355-NFL1. The Tony Boselli Twitter question of the night. You can use hashtag JagsMonday or at any of us, and we'll find the question of the night, right, Tony?
Yeah.
And maybe better than last week.
I hope so, because last week was...
No, last week was a really good question.
That's what I thought.
I thought that question was very good.
It's hard to
beat. Very well done, that question.
It's a good pick. So, quarterback, right? Everybody, you had the feeling right away when it was going on. Doug Marrone comes out right after the game, does not hold back at all. This thing is wide open. We've got to find somebody to lead the football team. In your estimation, on a Monday, ahead of a Thursday game, is there... anybody ahead right now? Or
we
do
didn't
they
go to,
think they are?
We didn't go to practice today. Sure. I think it was closed to the media. If
it
I'm
was.
Not mistaken.
That's right.
I think if you come out and say what you did, then Chad Henne's your quarterback.
That's what I think.
I think I'm fine, and I agree with Doug's decision to make it an open competition. I think it probably should have been from the start, and maybe it was. We don't know that either. I mean, if I the only slight criticism, it's not even a criticism. I think I would have waited until the next day at my to say something instead of right after the game.
Why?
Just me personally. I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
It's like you hiding the injury.
No, it's not hiding. It's just saying,
week.
Listen, we're going to evaluate everything. We just got done with the game. We'll evaluate the tape, and we'll make. I'll make comments
you love
about
that
tomorrow.
We sat in here last week talking about how they're hiding Fournette. They're not saying what Fournette. And then Gruden goes on and says, "Well, he got his toe stepped on." Did you know that on
no,
the
I
broadcast?
Didn't, no, I didn't hear it.
Yeah. Well, they told John Gruden, didn't they?
Somebody did.
Yeah, I mean, but look, I'm so, with Tony.
That's the only. That's
it's,
the only.
It's Henny.
Yeah,
it's got to be Henny.
Overall, I agree with Doug from the standpoint of you got to. I mean, you got that position can't be any different than the other 10, especially with the inconsistency that we saw last year and we saw this year. It's not all bad. We tend to say everything's bad with Blake just because everyone's so frustrated. It's not, but it's inconsistent.
But they asked. Here's the problem. Okay, they asked Doug. Well, has there been anything good that he's done? Well, yeah, he hasn't turned the ball over. That itself tells you all you need to know about what they want from their quarterback. They just don't want him to turn the ball over.
Yeah, what do you say? He has not turned the ball over, and he moves well.
What does that mean? What the hell does that mean?
I think what it means is that
Chad Henne's going to play.
Well, I think it is.
But
I don't know how
you're both going to play with the ones this week. You're trying to leave yourself an out in case Henne goes out and stinks.
No, I think they split the first half. Or first three quarters. I think they play three quarters as a one unit, and they get half the reps each.
What happens if Henny stinks bad and Blake plays better?
Well, then I think Blake will win. I think he's
so probably, the job's not done then. It's still
I don't think it's done, but if I'm asking to lay some odds on where this thing's going to end up, I think it's coming down the stretch, if it was a horse race, Henny's leading.
Right.
That's my estimate.
Should he be?
Should he be? That's a great question.
Hey, I'm usually good for those.
I think you look at – all you can do is evaluate what you've seen on the field so far during training camp and the preseason games, and I think Chad's been more consistent.
He's been better.
He's been better. So if you're looking at it just that, yes. But we all also have to be realistic, and I said this morning, what Chad Henne is. I mean, Chad Henne, number one, is older. He's not mobile. He's not super athletic.
He's captain check down.
He's going to sit in the pocket. He's very smart.
He's captain check
down. He's
going to
nowhere down to the ball, and he's not going to take a lot of risks.
He's captain check down.
That's my point.
Why don't we use my phrase? I like my phrase.
Well, use your phrase all you want. And so if things break down, the one thing that – let's give Blake credit for. When things break down, he's pretty good at improvising and making things happen. And if the offensive line doesn't play better and they did not play well Thursday night, could you make an argument that you're better with – Blake back there because you need somebody who can move around, move the pocket, and do different things. Because I don't think that's Chad.
Quick question. If Blake hits the pass, the deep ball to Robinson, is this an issue right now?
One of the two. If he's
No. The one was an in would have been about a 20-yard gain, but the deep ball would have been about a 50-yard gain down this in the middle of think about that. If he hits that pass, he's probably – we're not even having this conversation.
I don't know about that.
Really?
Maybe. I mean, I thought the in route was just – you can't one-hop it 3 yards behind the guy. I thought the decision on the slant
– fitting it in, he got it in. Yeah, but he should have never – it should have been
bad
picked.
Place, bad time to do that. I think that weighs on him. I go back to what if the two tight ends catch the balls? Mercedes on the hot route that extends the drive. I think Alex what's Alex, the other tight end, 48?
Ellis.
Ellis was drawing a blank. He drops one, and then you have the two – poorly throwing balls. So maybe it's not just one, but maybe three of the four go your way there. And what I always try to explain to people is those plays stop drives. And so when that happens, and so the one to Mercedes, it's a 5-yard check down on a blitz. He probably runs for another 5 or 6, maybe gets a first down. Oh, what's the big deal? It's a 5-yard drop. No, those extend drives. That gets you in a rhythm as an offense. It slows down the blitz because you have an answer for it. A lot of those things matter. The little pass to Everly on Ellis on the crossing route that he drops. That goes for a number of yards. It moves to chains. Obviously, the one to A-Rob. Missed opportunity. Those type of things build momentum and build confidence. And so everyone says, well, it's just one or two, this or that. Right. But that's the difference of winning and losing football, especially when offensively, you're not great.
I still say if he hits the long pass to Robinson, he's still the starting quarterback.
It's a different
game. Which is weird when you think about it in those terms.
But I think it's been building up more than just that.
Correct. But I still think if he hits that, he goes into this week. It might change. It might have flip-flopped this week. if he played poorly, but he would be the guy going into this week, and it wouldn't be that issue.
The bigger issue for me is his offense overall. It's just the, and we've been saying all training camp, the inconsistency, the starts, the, you know, fits and starts. You know, you kind of get them going, nothing. Mistakes, good play, mistake. Good, I mean, there's just no rhythm.
The offense as a whole.
As a whole.
Couldn't run the ball last week.
Haven't run the ball well with the first group yet, have you?
Well, they're running on first down almost every time. I know, Pete, that's your thing.
Yeah, they're predictable.
But it's preseason, right? I mean, that's
so
let's run. Well,
we're going to run the ball. Here we're going to run it on first down. Here we're going to run it on first down. Here we're going to run it on first down. They're predictable.
If you're good at it, you can be good at that.
Well, they clearly haven't been good at it, so they want to be good at it. That's the problem. They think they're good at it. They're not good at it. So they weren't creative at all the other night. There was no creativity. But, again, you're not game planning in those situations, so it's hard to fault them in that. But so why not rip it a little bit on first down? You know, I don't know. The throw to Robinson that he missed down the field, that was what, third down? Rip those. Or second down, rip those on first down. I don't know. I just think that they're trying to be.
Who would you start, Pete?
Can I go with neither? That's my option?
No. Yeah. Who would you start? There's three quarterbacks on the roster. Okay, who do you start?
Whoever plays better on Thursday. Period. End of it. If Henny stinks on Thursday and Bortles plays better, I play Bortles. If Bortles stinks on Thursday and Henny plays better, I play Henny.
If it's a tie.
What's a toss-up?
Then you're probably going to Henny. Henny had two drops that were big plays.
Great
balls.
He
made the right decision. He made the right throws. You got to give him credit for that.
Great throws.
Right.
The first throw might have been
against the second-team defense, though.
No, I think Hargraves was in there.
Yeah, he was in there. That's right. Hargraves. He beat Hargraves on that.
First one was a little behind, but still catchable. Got to catch the ball.
Both hands were on it.
Yeah, I'd probably go, I don't know. It's like 6-1, half dozen the other. Neither. I said it. Neither. Would you give consideration to going to get Kaepernick? Mm. I would. I never in a million years thought I would say that.
Ooh, let's come back.
I would.
And get into other quarterbacks in the discussion among the fan base right now. How about that?
Yeah, the fan base. That'd be interesting.
They're kind of fired up this week.
The fan base is with Pete. Anyone but either one.
Well, I mean, what about Brandon Allen's too far away? He's playing against bartenders and bouncers in the end of the
game.
It's
hard to make judgments at the end of those games.
Coming up at Daly's Place, Mary J. Blige Wednesday night, Lifehouse and Switchfoot Sunday, August 27th, Goo Goo Dolls Saturday, September 2nd. That was Future, by the way, Tony.
Oh, outstanding. I was rocking it.
You didn't go.
I did too. Yeah, guarantee it. I was there. Without a doubt, I was at Future.
The Big Green was at my man's a Big Green, if you know what I mean, and you went to Future?
I was there.
Yeah, wow.
There
was some opening act too. I can't remember his name, I think MC Stoney or Little Stoney.
Somebody, he had a business deal or something. Somebody paid him to be there.
We'll review the concert and much more. Your calls coming up in the second hour. We're off and running Jaguars Monday on Jaguars.com, Jaguars social media, and Jaguars radio.
At least for that practice, I have a plan in my mind. I haven't talked to the quarterbacks about that plan yet. I'm just going to see how the practices go. We got another big day tomorrow, you know, good day. You know, both of them are doing, you know, fine. So, like I said, I feel like I have a very good plan for myself, and then I'll make the quarterbacks aware of it when we get closer to the game. But again, I don't want to discuss it because I haven't discussed it with them, and plus I still got another practice. So, you know, I'm going to make sure I tell the quarterbacks and what I feel is a good amount of time, you know what I'm saying, to get themselves prepared. So it'll probably be, you know, when we're at the hotel, you know, the night before the game. I just want to get all the information. I want to make sure I'm comfortable with which direction I'm going. I just want to make sure that, you know, I'm doing the best for the team. And like I said, I've already, you know, written a couple scenarios down. I feel good about one of them. So I have a lot of good reasoning for it. So I'm going to see where it goes.
Here's your head coach, Doug Marrone, today after practice in the Daly's Place Flex Field. JP Shadrick, Pete Prisco, Tony Vaselli, Jaguars Monday, your calls in the second hour.
This is where a head coach makes his money. I mean, this is the big decisions that head coaches have to make, and this is where the pressure is on the head coach. And these are tough ones that a lot of times determine the future, at least the immediate future of your team, and how it's not just about the fan base, but it's about that locker room. And the decisions you make around certain positions and certain guys and how you handle those are huge as a head coach.
You've been around here. You're around a lot more than I am. You get a sense of where the locker room is on it? How about you, JP?
I'm not in the locker room. He's in the locker room more.
Just the eye test from the game the other night for me was there were a couple of plays that were like there was a throw to Mercedes, not to point out Mercedes, but just for an example. Early in the game, over the middle, it was kind of a check down, third down, and he was short of the sticks. Tackled, punt. Later in the game, that first drive in the second half, same kind of play, gets by the guy. There's just an extra step in the whole offense, it seemed like.
Well, they were,
you know what I mean?
There were backups in the game, too.
There might have been something to do with that, but that there was something
to that.
I
think that's dumb, JP.
Okay, well, don't ask me anymore then, Pete.
Well, because the reason I asked that, if I me... Tony.
Look how mad he is now.
No,
that's fine.
He called you dumb.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was
a good answer.
It was a dumb answer, he said.
I thought it was a dumb answer.
I think you're dumb. Your stupid shirt.
You're not the only person who thinks that.
Hey, but don't you think, like, back in the day, and you know me, I'd have been in that locker room and I'd have had five players anonymously saying who should or shouldn't be the quarterback, right? This guy stinks. That guy should be it. We'll have more confidence. I don't know, maybe Ryan knows, maybe he's gotten it. I haven't seen it, he hasn't written it yet, but I get a sense that the players have an idea who should be the quarterback. They usually do.
Like, well, players always have an opinion. They might not know, but they have an opinion. I know that.
Right. Like when I used to go for you for information back in the day, you always used to give me an opinion.
Yeah, deep throat.
But you always could tell, when I ask you, and you're not going to deny this, but it wasn't deep throat stuff. But if I asked you if this guy should be playing or who's better over here or whatever, you would give me an honest answer.
Yeah, right? Sure.
Right.
I mean, if it wasn't going to affect the team, like anything right. we were doing.
Right.
I mean, if someone asked me a question, this guy or that guy, who do you think's better? I'm like, well,
right.
This guy's better than the other
but
guy.
But even if it wasn't for...
It's not even a story. It was just
right.
talking.
Right. Yeah, you would tell me.
I'd and actually probably tell you more things if it wasn't for a story.
No, you told me everything. And some of it I used for a story and some of it I didn't. That's the truth. That is the truth. That's how you work a beat. Some of the stuff you say, okay, you can use
but you'd always let us know what
right.
you're going to use. Yeah, I agree.
Of course.
Yeah.
And that's the problem nowadays with a lot of guys is they don't know that. You know, the young guys, they don't know that what you can and can't do. Ryan's a pro. He's worked over there. He's
right.
worked in the business. John Osher's a pro. He's been in the business.
Well, that's his questionable.
Yeah, you're right. What am I talking about? He learned from me. So, But... Seriously.
The locker room has an opinion.
They do.
I don't know what that opinion is,
and you think,
but I know they have an opinion.
You think
it's
Henny.
If you polled everybody, I think it'd be Henny right now because it's been a little more consistency in camp.
And the receivers always have an opinion.
Oh, gosh, yes. But it's not just, I think, the consistency in camp. I think one of the things that hurts Blake right now is from the fan base to the media, probably to his locker room, less the coaches. Everyone still has last year in their minds. And so he's fighting an uphill battle. And so as soon as it started bad in camp, first pad of practice, five picks. And so everyone's like, here we go. And so it's always – he's not – he has no benefit of the doubt right now. It's not like he's the guy. So, you know, back when I was playing Pete, if Mark had a bad day or a couple bad days or a bad game, there was no one in the locker room saying we should go. In 96, he threw five picks against St. Louis. No one was saying, hey, Rob Johnson should be the quarterback.
But the year before, you had a quarterback controversy of sorts.
That was different, though, I think, because we're an expansion team. It wasn't about winning. I mean, we wanted to win, but no one thought we were going to win the division or anything. And I said it this morning. I think early in that season, I'm trying to think back, but everyone kind of knew Mark was the future quarterback. He was traded for. They brought him in. He was athletic.
Except for Berline. He never liked
him. Well, I understand that. But I think everyone, even the media, kind of knew this is the guy.
Right.
So there was never really.
It was just a matter of when.
Yeah, and we were also young, too, most of us.
Right, so you weren't gonna be rocking the boat.
We weren't thinking about
you were
anyone
scared.
Else. Yeah, we just wanted to play.
You were scared.
But even in 96, after five picks, after a bad game, there was never – everyone in the locker room knew Mark was the quarterback.
There was the Rob issue for a while.
See, I never – not to me.
Yeah, a little bit.
Not in the offensive line.
No, but for a little bit there was some talk of it for a while. But that kind of waned too. And then
yeah, I'm just saying from my standpoint where I sat in the locker room, there was never a question who the quarterback was.
Well, think about it. Think about this history.
He was the guy.
In the history of this franchise, the quarterback competition battles that they've had have been Berline and Brunell, right?
Which really...
It was.
Okay.
He was the starter.
Fair enough. Yep.
Okay. Then there was some talk of Rob, but never really got...
Never.
Much.
I don't think there was.
Not much.
Yep.
Then there was Garrard and Leftwich, Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that one clearly was a remember when he caught him, right? Yep. And then he made him the quarterback. Then it was Garrard and Gabbert, right? Was kind of a wasn't that kind
of Garrard got cut and Gabbert and Luke McCown. McCown was supposed to play for the year, and after two games, Jack pulled the trigger and threw Gabbert in there.
And then but Garrard got cut because they got Gabbert. And then so this is the one that's of all of them those kind of like the one you didn't really expect.
Well, I would say this. Here's the bigger issue, and it's the consistency. We haven't had a franchise quarterback here since Mark Burdell.
Right, because Garrard started 76 games, but he wasn't really a franchise.
But no one said, this is our guy. Right. Was always, the thought was always, you know, he's going to hold us over. I think that, at least from the outside, maybe internally. And David had some great years. Good play. I'm taking nothing away from David. But as the franchise quarterback.
That's
different.
Never like a first-round pick. Here he comes.
They drafted a guy because they didn't think he was.
Right, that's my point. Right. There was, I mean, it was, Mark has been the only franchise quarterback we've ever had.
Correct.
Hence, the greatest success we've ever had is when we had a franchise quarterback.
David was
good enough.
David was good enough with the talent around
him. He's the second best quarterback in the history of the franchise.
Absolutely he is. There's no doubt.
And he won a playoff game. He had a great year. He was a good player. I mean, I think right now this team would say, we'll take the David Garrard.
In a minute.
I mean, he's
if
a
David
good
Garrard
player.
Was the same David Garrard that was out there
for
right
that two-year period,
he would be the starting quarterback on this team without question.
That leads us to other guys that are out there on the street right now. Would you dare? Is it too late to do any of that?
I think it is. I don't think
so. You think they've already made the mistake, and now you just got to admit it.
You got to roll through it.
Should they have brought in Kaepernick earlier?
I'd be a hypocrite saying yes because I wouldn't have. I'd be tempted now, though.
I'd be tempted now.
I'd be really tempted.
And I have no. By the way, I'm going to say this. I have no. If he wants to kneel, that's his prerogative. I don't do that. That's not what I do. But you have the right in this country to make your protests heard. And I don't necessarily think it's I'm a big police, military guy. I support all of them. But that's his right. And so if they brought him in, there might be 150 protesters, whatever. And that would, if he started a quarterback and went for 230 in the air and ran for 45, gone.
Well, I'll say that I said this a couple weeks ago. It is his American right to kneel. The guy's never had any legal issues.
Correct.
Off the field. He's never been arrested. He puts his money where his mouth is as far as giving to organizations that are trying to support his cause. I think the most erroneous thing he did is the Fidel Castro T-shirt and tried to explain that away. And I thought he probably offended a lot of Cuban Americans down in Miami. That was not the best thing. But while I disagree with his method of doing it, it's his right. And a lot of the issues that he talks about, I mean, those are real issues in this country and things that, to him, you know, I, like Pete, support the police, the military, you know, and so some of the things, antics he's done, I disagree with. But I think as an organization, if you're sitting in the seat of Tom, Dave, and Doug, you have to make football decisions. And if you feel like after evaluating Colin Kaepernick's tape, in fairness, I did not watch one game of Colin Kaepernick last year. So I'm not going to sit here and say I have a judgment based on him as a football player. It would be unfair, either good or bad to him. I have zero. The last time I watched Colin Kaepernick was when he was – I did a game, and I was sitting on the sidelines for the NFC title game, and I watched that guy, and I said, this guy could be a superstar when he took him to the Super Bowl. He was outstanding. And so that's my only memory of Colin Kaepernick. And met him afterwards, and he was as respectful and as kind and as gracious as any player I've ever dealt with. But if you're sitting in the seat of Tom, Dave, and Doug, to me it has to be about football. Because the guy has no off-the-field issues with the courts or anything else like that. I mean, all reports, he's a model citizen when it comes to that. He took a knee. He made a protest, which is his right as an American. Whether I agree with it or disagree with it should not matter. What the reality is though, you have to make a football decision.
Well, what's the
and
football
if he is
decision?
The I didn't watch him, but if
well,
you
I watched
feel,
him.
If you feel like he makes you a better football team, it can help you win football games. Then why wouldn't you sign him?
I'm not a big Kaepernick guy from a football standpoint. I'll be honest about it.
Yeah, I don't think you ever were though.
No, I was the one guy
running,
at the Super Bowl who said it would stop.
No.
It would go away, and it did. You can't play the quarterback position that way. It's meant to be played in the pocket, go through your progressions. Having said all that, he gives this team, he would give this team a better chance than what they have. He would give this team.
So you would sign him then?
I would strongly consider it. Now, if I went to him and I said, hey, Kay, I'll give you a
2-year
deal for $6 million and incentives and load it up with incentives, and he says no, then goodbye. I'm not giving him a big deal. And then you're going to hear this, well, Henny makes this, and what do you, if you're going to pay Henny, well, I don't care. I'm going to give you a 2-year deal, $6 million, with a lot of incentives that if you play and play well, you're going to make a lot more money than that. That's what I would do. And I would strongly consider it because this group here, they're not doing anything with this group. I don't care who the quarterback is. The way it is right now, they're not doing anything with it. They want to run the ball better. You could put in some of that zone stuff with him. I mean, he can run the ball. He's a threat to run it. He's not a great passer.
How was he last year, Pete? Because he had decent numbers.
He threw 16 and 4, but you know, Chip makes it easy. He gets guys open. Remember, Nick Foles threw 27 and 2 in that offense 1 year, and he wasn't any good. But he made it easy. He was better. He was better. Is he still getting to read number 2 and 3 all the time? No. But he was better throwing the football, and he's better than, he would give this team a better chance to win football games.
To me, it's all about a football decision.
Me too.
If I'm sitting there, if I was have the job of those individuals I just mentioned, and I felt like Colin Kaepernick would make me a better team, I would bring him in, I'd sit him down, I'd talk to him, see if he's in shape, I'd work him out. And if he makes me better, then I would it's a football decision. We are a football team. Well, we're trying to win football games. That is the job of the football office.
Sure. Well, right. Here's something from a football standpoint that I didn't even think of. I should have. But a GM brought this up to me. They said, okay, I have no problem with him kneeling. But what I do have a problem with from a football standpoint is you're the quarterback. You're the face of that team. All of a sudden, you do that, and that becomes the story, and it runs throughout the entire team the rest of the year. So it becomes
a distraction.
Right.
It goes back to
– and you're the face of the franchise.
For a completely different reason is why a lot of teams didn't want to bring Tim Tebow in because of the – as a backup quarterback, which was his going to be his role, as Tim does great things. But the media attention and everything else, they were afraid of the circus that would come to the town.
Plus, Tebow makes Montana. I mean, like Kaepernick looked
no,
like Montana.
You, no, but you know what I mean. It's just the opposite right. end. Two different. I'm not right. even comparing the what they right. do.
But Kaepernick would be worth whatever distractions there are.
And that's a football decision.
Correct.
And so I'm fine. You have to evaluate everything player,
as a guy who played. Would that bother you that your quarterback was putting it all on him in that situation?
Well, for everything I heard. He's not good. He said, I'm not kneeling anymore for the anthem. I'm coming right. in and standing.
And if he wanted to kneel again, he should be able to kneel again.
Well, if he wants to. And I would just, as a player, I would disagree with him. But if he's going to help me win football games and he's going to be a good teammate and he's going to work hard and he's going to study film and he's going to get his job done and he's not going to make it all about him, then fine. But that's something, as a football guy, you have to evaluate.
And then after that, final thought here. Football decision aside, would that go up to the owner from there?
Well, I think that's a decision. If I'm Tom Coughlin and I say
you better fly,
I
want to
make a football decision. Yeah. He helps us get better, but there's business decisions in this. There's possibly distractions. There's going to be people upset. It's a big military town. Obviously, we support the police very heavily in this community as part of this organization as well. And so that would be a that has to go up to the owner. And to Mark Lamping, the president, and say, guys, we need to sit and talk about this. This is a decision I think helps us make us a better football
team. Here's what the kid needs to do, okay? He needs to get back. And I have a lot of friends that are police. I used to play basketball with a lot of the police in this town. And I have a lot of guys I know very well, and I respect a lot of them. But he needs to sit there and say, look, I said this about police because there is a lot of wrong going on in the police department, right? But that means there's some bad policemen. But there's a lot of really good policemen. So he needs to come out and say that.
The vast majority
is
good.
Yes, he needs to say
that. You know the biggest issue? I have two big issues with Colin Kaepernick, the way he handled this whole situation. Wearing those socks with the representing the police officer.
Right.
I think at the time of what we were going through, what we've been going through as a community, as a country, was bad taste. I thought that was poor. As a teammate, I wouldn't have liked it, and I didn't like it.
But he has the right to do it.
He has the right. But that was poor, in my opinion. I have an opinion to disagree with him,
right.
too.
I do, too.
And I didn't like the Fidel Castro t-shirt and the comments he made about that. It's his right, but also, guess what, guys? It's the right of owners to decide and GMs to decide to bring him in or not as well.
Plenty to get to tonight. We'll discuss a few other guys out and about there. It sounds like they're not even going to go that way. Just the feel in this room tonight that they're going to keep the three guys here and battle it out.
Or two.
Or two. We'll get to that coming up. Your calls in the second hour, 355-NFL-1. The Tony Boselli Twitter question of the night. We're paring down the options as we speak. Check out Jack Hanania's Audi Jacksonville on Blanding. You can lease a beautiful new A3 from just $229 a month. Head over today for details. This is Jaguars Monday on Jaguars Radio.
Say it or not, I think at any position in the NFL, it's an open competition every single day. If there's a guy better than you that's not playing, he's going to play. And I think you have to go earn the right to start at your position at any level. I'll approach it the same way. I'll treat tomorrow as I treated yesterday and as I treated today. You know, I don't think anything changes, you know, from my mindset or anything there. You know, I think it's still, you know, my job to go out and earn the respect and trust of those guys as well as the coaching staff. And that's, you know, kind of what I'm on a mission to do.
Blake Bortles after the game Thursday night. Lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jaguars Monday. Pete Prisco, Tony Buscelli, JP Shadrick. The Twitter question of the night coming soon. We might have two.
We'll we're going to have two tonight. It's big news.
It's coming up shortly. We'll get to those around the corner here.
And just remember.
What was the whole hubbub about him not showing up initially? Because that's not like him.
Well, the story was that he had left and then came back. But he came. He was around. There was a report that he left and then came back.
Wasn't going to talk.
Wasn't going to talk or something.
But that's not like him. That's why I saw it. I was so in Tennessee.
So he talked, and it was a little later than what would be normal.
Had he left?
I don't believe so.
He's not going to dock. He doesn't. He's never docked.
I never said he had.
No, but people. That's one thing about him. He'll show up and answer the question. I guess he won the Good Guy Award around here last year too with the media. So
yeah,
I won that award a lot.
Did you?
I don't even think we had that.
No,
back
we
then.
Didn't.
You would have, because everybody would have put you in there because of your deep throat stuff.
Deep throat award.
It would have been between you and Seth Payne, and Seth Payne gets all mad whenever I tell him that.
Seth, I could give you the name of the biggest.
You're going to say Yurko, and it really wasn't. You were right there with him. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're crazy. Everyone knew it.
He was pretty good, Yurko. I'll admit that.
Yeah, I mean.
He'd be the first one to tell Tom he was.
All the stuff out of the team meeting was coming right from Yurko.
Just listening to Blake after the game, though, it's as downtrodden as we've heard him here in the last 3 or 4 years, because it's the first time the rug's really been ripped out from underneath him, and it's an open competition again. He's been the guy here for 3 years. How do you get it back in his head? It seems like it's kind of
– Well, it's all in his head.
He's losing it up here, you know what I mean?
It's all in his head. I mean,
he's
look,
losing
the guy,
it?
No, it just – he seems very down.
Oh, I didn't think he was down at all. I thought he was – he came out and answered the questions. I don't think he was
– Okay.
I've seen guys a lot worse, believe me. And the fact that he showed up tells you it's – me, this is – he's not that talented to begin with, okay? So everything has to be perfect for him. It's got to be good around him. He's got to be in a right state of mind. And I think they've pounded into his head to the point where he's not that good to begin with, and now he's got no confidence. That's a bad combination. Right? He can't make the throws. He's not letting it go. How do you miss that throw to Robinson? How do you short arm the slant because you're afraid to throw an interception? You heard Doug. Doug said, what does he do well? What has he done well? What's he doing well? Well, he hadn't turned the ball over. There you go. I'd rather see a guy take shots and turn the ball over and throw two touchdown passes in a preseason game than short arm balls to a wide receiver because he's scared to make a mistake. And that's exactly what's happening. And when you're not that good to begin with, and your mind goes off the into the gutter, you're done. You're done. Can you get it back? Who knows?
How do you begin to get it back, though?
Well, play loose when you go in this week.
Okay.
That's easier said than done.
Well, he's got nothing to lose, does he? It's not his job anymore.
Well, he has his job to lose.
The job's gone. You think it's gone already.
I hope the one thing is true, that what he said, I read somewhere where he said he doesn't listen to any social media, not listen to TV, Sports Center, nothing, because he shouldn't.
It's probably a good idea.
Because that will make it worse.
You think it's any worse than what they're banging into his head all the time?
No, well, it doesn't help, Pete. Negative upon negative. So the only way you overcome that is you have to literally start talking to yourself. And you got to, because the negative thoughts come. And they're sitting there, and you feel it in the building, and you feel it around you. And so you better get a tight circle, tighten up the circle, and get people that believe in you. And then you got to start talking to yourself. I mean, literally, you got to start pumping yourself up. And I would go, if I was him, I'd go find games. I don't care if it was 2 years ago, good games I had last year, and I'd go watch that tape of me having success over and over and over and over again.
That's what Fred said.
I'd go watch the tape and say, I know, and because in my mind, I'm like, I know I can do this. And I'm going to go watch tape. And I'm just going to, I'm like, see, there it is. And I'm going to get that picture in my head of something positive to start getting rid of all the negativity that is inside from the situation that I find myself in. That's the only hope the kid has.
He's got to play loose on Thursday. Just go have fun.
But you
fun.
Can't play loose without confidence, Pete.
Well, but find the confidence, like you said, go play loose. I mean, that's the bottom line. He's got nothing to lose on Thursday. His job is gone. Unless he wows them on Thursday, I think his job is gone. So go wow them on Thursday. Play loose, play fast, play aggressive, take your shots, and then go from there. And if things work out, then maybe you get your job back. Because right now, and you said it, I say it, I think Henny's the guy who's going to be starting quarterback at Houston right now.
The JTA Game Day Express features two downtown locations, along with rides from the North Side, JTB and Phillips Highway, and the beaches. Buy your tickets now at JTAFLA.com for Thursday night's game against the Carolina Panthers. Your phone calls coming up, 355-NFL1, the Tony Baselli Twitter questions.
Is that next?
Of the night. That's coming up soon.
Oh, soon.
We got some offensive line talk as well to come. I'm sure we'll talk quarterbacks before this show's over again. This is Jaguars Monday on Jaguars Radio.
You know, as long as we're gelling together, because Chaz in there in and out at practice, Blake's in there in and out at practice, you know, I don't think we pay any mind on who's on the center. You know, as long as we, you know, get to play and make sure we're on the same page, we'll be fine.
A.J. Cann, right guard for the Jags in the locker room earlier this week.
Quit lying, A.J. You pay attention who's under center. I love A.J., but quit lying. You pay attention. Come on, everybody who's on the team pays attention. You paid attention. You
never paid attention.
You just went.
You know.
Come on.
You know.
You know.
Yeah.
Presence in the huddle is... We were fortunate for a lot of years here. We had good backups if Mark got hurt. Feely, Jay Feely.
Had some good games.
And Jamie Martin.
Jamie Martin? Hey, Steve Matthews threw for 400, 350. He wasn't any good, but he
that was a took tough
one of the great aberration games in the history of sports.
Everyone else played really well.
Rob Johnson played well when he played.
Yep. But it was different when Mark was in there.
Yeah. But that's the problem. It's not different right now between the two of these guys. Yeah.
Similar.
So I liked all those guys who were all, you know, Steve Matthews was, God bless him, but he had hard time calling the plays. Great guy, but you know third Rob Johnson, whether it's Jamie, or Jay Feely, all did great jobs when they were in there. But it was different.
Fiedler.
Jay Fiedler. Yeah. Feely was the kicker.
Yeah,
Jay Fiedler.
They could use him. They could use him now, by the way, too.
Well, speaking of,
all did great jobs when they were in there. Good backups, won games with them, productive. It was just different when Eight was in there, though.
Right, so these guys know the difference between Henny and Bortles in the huddle.
You know what you do. You yes. know there's a guy.
So, AJ, take that back now.
Or, if there's no difference, does that mean you don't have a guy?
Well, if you say you have two, then you have none. That's my old theory on the whole thing. If you have two, you have none. Look at all the teams that have two. They have none.
Right.
Hey, I'll tell you who looked good the other night. Oh, Blaine.
I saw you.
He looked
that.
Really
I didn't
good.
Watch the game.
Really good.
Well, he's not going to play.
No, but he should be ahead of Stanton on their thing.
I'm sure
they really like him. They do. They like him.
Is he sitting in the pocket?
Yeah. What's different? Is he ducking and covering?
No. He's getting the ball out. He's throwing it. I'm telling you. Go back and watch that game.
This
last
can't
week.
Be the. I mean, really?
Yes. Blaine looks good. Now, is he good? No, but he's looked good. Byron. Byron's got him playing good football.
How about Byron calling plays?
Yeah.
Byron
and
Blaine all the same.
I love it.
Yeah, Byron and Blaine. They were standing next to each other at practice. I swear I was going to take the picture and tweet it out, but
I love it.
Jacksonville would have gone nuts.
Love it.
See, this is what happens when you blow quarterback picks, though. This is what happens to a franchise.
Just quarterback picks?
Well, but really quarterback picks. If you hit the quarterback picks, you can everything else will kind of fall into place.
So you say so that's interesting, Pete, you say that. So you last year at this time we were talking about Blake is the franchise. I mean, they got
before
that
the season.
Before
yeah.
the season.
Yeah.
He's coming off a great year. Well, he's got weapons. Yeah.
So we're sitting here 12 months later and you're now saying they blew the pick. He's a bust.
It looks like it.
No, I'm asking
yes.
but it's over. Is Blake Bortles ever a good quarterback in this league?
Is he ever a good quarterback again?
Yeah. Well, he goes because he's going to get a shot. If it's not here, he'll go somewhere else.
Right. Hard to say. But right now, you have to say he's not. And so, how many – I'm going to go look this up. I haven't done it yet. But how many franchises have blown three – wasn't Blaine in the top 10, too?
10.
And Leftwich was 9, right?
9, 10, and 3.
So, 3 top 10 passers in the last decade, right? Isn't it a decade?
No, it's 14 years.
Yeah. Okay, 3 and 14. I bet there's no other franchise that's had 3 and 14 that they've blown like that in the top 10.
Cleveland?
I don't know. Well, Manziel wasn't a top 10.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Wow. Yeah.
Got to go look at it. But that's what happens to see.
So is there any chance that Blake's on this roster next year? Like, I guess my question I'm trying to ask you, do you see any chance of him recovering and even if he doesn't start early but ends up coming in week 3 or 4 and having a good 10 games?
If he's in the jar still on Thursday, it's done. And then they're going to have to make a decision to keep him or not keep him. Because if keep him and he plays and he gets hurt, you're on the hook for $19 million. So is it worth keeping him in that scenario? If you make the decision to go to Henny.
I don't see any scenario where they cut him.
At all.
No, I don't.
So, but if he gets hurt, and it doesn't happen often where a quarterback is so hurt that in March he can't play. But if it happened, then you're on the hook for $19 million on your cap next year, Tony.
No, I know.
So it's worth the risk.
I don't see his – I'm not
It's a tough one.
So, Pete, you're saying you're going into the season with Henny and Brandon Allen. If Blake plays poorly Thursday night.
Or if they gave Kaepernick the $6 million deal with some incentives, and then you could get rid of – if you wanted to get rid of Blake and or whoever wins, you know, because you could get rid of Henny too. I mean
– Well, you owe Blake a salary this year no matter
right.
what.
So, I mean, I think you're taking a risk if you keep him. Because if you're picking Henny – he's clearly your number one. You clearly have lost confidence in Bortles.
So my question: So you're GM. I know you because you think you can be one.
Yes, I could.
So you're the GM of the Jacksonville
Jaguars.
You think
you could be too? So
I could be. Okay. I'm not sure about you. If you're the GM of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and after Thursday night, clearly Henny's the starting quarterback. Blake has a bad game.
I would consider it.
I didn't say no. You have to make a decision. Are you?
I don't have to make it on Thursday.
No, yeah, the next week. Because the next week's a dead week, basically.
Well, he's a backup. He might play.
Okay, so he plays, against their backups. Anything he can do going to change
We'll see how he looks, you know, if he's into it
or not.
Okay,
he plays bad Friday, too. Or the next following Thursday, excuse me.
Goodbye.
You'd cut him.
I would.
Wow.
I would. I wouldn't risk it because you're clearly moving on from him. You don't think he's
salvageable. So you would go into the season with...
I'd go find somebody else.
Chad Henne and Brandon Allen's your quarterbacks.
Well, what's the difference? If you go back to Bortles, what are you going to go to? He's clearly lost his mojo by that
time. There'll probably be some quarterbacks on the street at cuts, right?
No quarterbacks on the street. They grow on trees, JP. They'll pluck one off. Here's the quarterback. Throw him in.
There's
Kaepernick.
RG3.
No.
What's your opinion on him?
No. Kaepernick's a better option than RG3.
Well, I just don't see them cutting Blake. Do not see it happening.
But as the GM, you wouldn't. Think about it.
You got to evaluate everything.
Right,
$19 million.
Okay, because you play. You've told me many times you could be the GM. So you would. Would you? What would you do?
I think I'd keep him.
I'd consider cutting him.
I'd keep
him. But I'd also go consider getting Kaepernick.
I'd keep him because the chances of him not being healthy.
Slim.
What's the rule?
In March, he's got to be ready to.
He has to pass the physical March 1. Ooh, because he could get hurt late.
Right. Would you? If you sign Kaepernick, you get rid of him.
Golly.
We'll let you ponder, over the ponder timeout.
I'll
we'll
ponder.
Open the phone lines as you ponder. 355-NFL-1. The Tony Boselli Twitter questions of the night are around the corner. Plenty of talk left. We haven't got to the offensive line yet. We've got
we got a lot to cover.
Injury
JP.
Talk.
I don't think
there's
defense.
A lot to do. Defense. How
they
play.
Stunk too.
Okay, they stunk apparently, and we'll get to all that. When we come back, PRI Productions, the official event production company of the Jags, has everything you need to bring your next idea to life. Visit PRIProductions.com. Second hour of Jaguars Monday after this on Jaguars Radio.
I think just go about your business. I mean, just prepare each and every day, try to get better each and every day, and really just, try to lead this team as best as we can. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how the conversation's going to end up, but, sad to say I've been in a situation on either side, and I know how it is, and, nothing's been said, so we just got to go about handle our business. He's got to, play better. I have to play better, and we have to lead this team in the right direction.
There's Chad Henne after the game last Thursday night in the locker room. Jaguars Monday, second hour. J.P. Shadrick, Tony Boselli, Pete Prisco, your calls, 355-NFL-1. The Tony Boselli Twitter questions of the night coming up. You guys are, what are y'all looking at?
Photographs?
What are we doing?
His boy Rob Johnson back in the day.
That's my guy.
They take him in a heartbeat right now, too, wouldn't they? Huh? Wouldn't they take Rob Johnson in a heartbeat?
Yeah, I think so.
Go through all the backup quarterbacks that they've had here. Tell me which one would start right now.
Do we have to go through?
Yes,
no, we're not going to do that.
Would Jamie Martin start right now?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Jamie Martin's a good player.
Would Jay Fiedler start right now?
Yeah.
I don't need to see his pictures.
What are you doing?
He's like, radio.
We can't see him. Show him to the whole audience.
He's like showing me beefcake shots of Rob Johnson. I don't need to see
those. Why are those on your phone, Tony?
It's his Instagram.
But get the microphone.
It was his Instagram. I'm sorry.
It's like, he'd start. Jamie Martin would start. Jay Fiedler would start.
That's it.
Well, Garrard was kind of a backup, would start.
He's a starter, though.
Quinn Gray.
Would he start? Yeah.
Be close.
McCown.
It's not good. It's just not good. Let's stop the conversation.
McCown. Young McCown, not the old grandpa McCown.
Let's just stop. That's enough. Let's change the subject.
No, it's real. It's real. We're keeping it real.
We'll keep it real somewhere else.
Let's keep it real with the Tony Boselli Twitter questions, plural, of the night.
Oh, God.
Stefanos Prime in the UK asking, what has shattered Blake's confidence?
And let's start there. Let's stop there. Okay. So, I mean, I think that's easy. I mean, I think it's a couple things. One, you have continually have bad games, bad film, creates bad thoughts. You have fans with bad reaction. The fans, I mean, internally, you know you're not playing well, and it just is snowballing, and it gets momentum going downhill, and it's tough to stop. And that's why the only one who can change it is him. I mean, he's got to dig deep and go find games that you played well and try to make that your thought process. But to me, by his body language, just his entire demeanor, he looks like a guy who's lost his confidence.
He's Rick Ankiel. Remember Rick Ankiel, the pitcher?
Yes.
A great pitcher, and then all of a sudden he couldn't throw the ball over the plate.
Got the yips.
Or Knobloch.
Yep.
Couldn't throw the ball to first base. Or what's the
golfer? Mark Wohlers had that for a little
Ian
bit,
Ian Woosnam,
too.
The golfer, couldn't hit the ball anymore.
Ian Finch.
No, it was the Woosnam. Little Woozy. He couldn't hit the ball, right, wasn't it? Was it Ian Baker Finch?
That was Baker Finch.
Was one of them. One of the Ians. They couldn't hit the ball anymore. So the bottom line is his confidence is shot. And then you have these guys in his ear all day.
That's what I'm saying. It's negative, negative, negative. Don't do this. Don't do this.
Don't. Instead of go play, go play, go play. And when you're not that good to begin with, if you...
I'm not going to go that far.
Mackie Sasser was another one. He couldn't throw the ball back from catcher.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, Tony, when you're not that good compared to the Breezes, the Bradys, the Rivers, that guy, then you need some positive reinforcement, not always what you don't do it. You know what I mean? Don't do it. One day, just go to him and say, like Thursday, go to him and say, throw it around. Have some fun. If you're not, the job's not yours if you don't play well anyway, so go have some fun and play. Right? That's what I think. I think his psyche's been beat to death. And when you're not that good to begin with, I'm talking about tool-wise.
But this is the only thing I have. For the first 3 years of his playing career, he could not have had a more positive person as his head coach and continually positively reinforced and to give him the security and the culture and the atmosphere, even him individually, in a position to succeed. Would that, I mean, JP, you've been around.
I don't think there's anybody more positive in the NFL.
So
and
that's,
maybe that you're somewhere in between that. You know what I mean? Because, because you can't always –
both ways.
You can't always say you're the greatest.
Once again, honestly, which one does he want, JP?
I don't know.
Can you help me out here? Because my guy here.
He's riding the fence. That must be.
The coordinator, Greg Olson, pounded into his head 9 billion times not to throw interceptions.
Be careful. Straddling the fence like that can be painful.
I'm not straddling the fence. I tell you, look, Greg Olsen pounded into his head, don't turn it over, don't turn it over, don't turn it over. Is this, maybe Gus wasn't saying it, but Greg Olsen was saying it to him. And then they went to San Diego.
Well, Greg's not wrong, right? You don't want to turn the ball over.
You don't need to hear that 95 times. Every quarterback in the league knows that. Go play quarterback. That's not playing quarterback. That's managing the game. Now, if he's not good enough to play quarterback, then you drafted the wrong guy. Period. End of story. If Mark Gordon took the field back.
Didn't he have his best year under Greg Olsen?
Yeah. Then the next year. Then the next year.
So it was Greg's fault because he said.
Well, you can't. I'm not.
You could also make the argument that Blake didn't change much last year as opposed to 2 years. It was probably a similar kind of play. Defenses played different. They covered up A-Rob. He didn't have the deep ball he had 2 years ago. The jump balls were kind of gone.
That was
a big difference, right?
I mean, there were times in Mark's career where Mark got pressure from Coughlin, and Mark played tight, and it showed up. And then when Mark played loose, he was a different quarterback. When Mark played loose, he was a better quarterback, and you would even admit that.
I would, huh?
You know,
you won't point to me. Yeah, don't
you know
to
you
me.
Would.
I can't. I don't know where the fence rider is right now.
No,
JP.
The fence rider is not riding the fence.
He's planted firmly on top of the fence.
Yeah, he's right on the middle. Yeah, no. Straddling both sides. Let's go to the next one.
No. Let's go to the next Twitter question of the night from Florida Trojans fan. What has Henny shown in actual games that shows he can be the answer?
Well, that's a fair question. I mean, you look at their career stats are about the same.
Yeah, pretty much in all departments.
And. But I think just looking at the consistency in training camp and the small sample size we've seen when Chad's been with the twos and the ones, he just has played better. I mean,
what's
I think that's it. I think that's the only thing. I mean, it's not like – I don't think anyone sitting at this desk right here is pounding the table saying, we know for a fact this team's going to win X amount more games if Chad's your quarterback.
No.
Just seeing what we've seen so far, and that's all you can judge it by, I think Chad's had a better camp.
What's his yards per attempt in his time in Jacksonville? I'm curious of that.
How about his career, Chad?
No, in Jacksonville.
Well, it's hard to tell just in Jacksonville.
Okay, we'll look at it. Yeah, we'll look at it because that number to me. I mean, you look at 69 TDs and 51 picks. That's not awful.
Go back to the last slide, Hollywood. What's
we're on Jaguars.com video as well. If
Chad's career record.
4-20 in Jacksonville, by the way.
That's atrocious. You're going to a quarterback. You're turning to a quarterback who's 4-20.
Well, he's 17-38 overall. That should make us feel better.
But then he goes out and he has a couple of, you know, he'll go throw a 450-yard game one time.
He was 13 out of 18 before he got here.
Right.
What do you mean?
That was his career record before he came to Jacksonville.
13-18? Yeah.
So blame Jacksonville. They dragged Chad Henne into the mud.
You ready to open the phone lines? Thanks for the Twitter questions tonight, by the way.
Yeah, let's get them.
We're looking for a sponsor.
Yeah, if you're out there.
If you own a business out there and you want to get some publicity, please call.
Renumerated.
Myself and ask.
See, you're already renumerated, so you can't get renumerated by that one, too.
USC distance learning.
There you go. I like that.
Let's go.
They give grades. They gave you grades when you were at USC. They give anybody grades for distance learning.
They'll mail you a degree.
Nope, that's not true.
Moment's notice.
I was a postgraduate scholarship winner and an academic All-American.
All these
I'll let you know.
Online classes.
Never had
Southern
one online
Cal.
Class in my entire college career.
They didn't have online when you were in college.
Fair enough. I didn't have an email address either. So
let's go to the phone line.
Nor the internet.
No, we used to have to go to the library to actually do research back in the day.
Yep.
Incredible. Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I was the last breed of that. Yeah.
You did too?
I didn't have internet at home. I got it my first year of college in my apartment.
I didn't have it.
Well, that's because you lived in Alabama and didn't get internet until like 5 years ago.
We just had running water. Yeah, we got running water 15 years ago. So
I didn't even have a cell phone in college.
No. Hell no. You kidding me? I had rotary phones when I went to college. What are you
talking
about?
Yeah, I got a cell phone, I think, my sophomore year at Alabama. Yeah. Yep.
We used to have to go to the library and look up on microfilm.
Like at a card catalog, the whole thing.
Yeah,
yeah, sure.
Dewey Decimal. No, it was at microfilm.
Yeah, all that. They still have all that. Yeah. 355.
Do libraries even exist any longer?
They do. Yeah, I think they do. They're all online now.
You never went to the library because you got your
grades. I went to the library. But I'm saying now, these college campuses have libraries.
Yeah.
Why would you go to a library if you could look it up online?
They just mailed your transcript to you. Already
really
done.
Did.
Bunch of A's.
They did not. My question is, why? I'm being honest now. Why do you go to a library?
You can't get, like, if you're studying law or something, you got to get a law book.
You can't get that online?
No.
Okay, I'm asking. Sorry, I've never been to law school, Pete. I didn't know you had been.
No, but I took comm law.
How'd that
I know
law
comm?
Degree come?
Okay,
they just mailed you the grades,
First of all, that was back in the 60s.
No, it was in the 70s, but you're close.
355 NFL 1. We'll start off tonight on the west side. Brian wants to discuss the quarterback. Shocking. What's up?
The quarterback, our quarterback has not played very well. And I am all for bringing in Chad Henne, but why I'm trying to see what it would take to bring Colin Kaepernick, who is clearly the best unsigned quarterback in the NFL right now. Like, even if we brought him in and said, you're our backup, and started with Henne, I mean, and we eased him in, but that might, is there a possibility that would kind of ease the political nonsense around it that would allow him, while the Jaguars, to sign the best possible player instead of caving into the political nonsense?
Well, I think you're saying from a football decision, I mean, we talked about this earlier, and it goes back to Colin Kaepernick. If you feel like as an organization, and again, I've not evaluated Colin, so I'm not going to make a judgment one way or another, but the scouts have, I'm sure Dave has, I'm sure Tom has, and I'm sure Doug has. If you feel like in your evaluation he is the best player and it won't cause too much of a distraction in your locker room, it will affect the team on the field, then you sign him. If you don't think he's a better upgrade, or you feel like it's negligible and the locker room distraction and the team distraction hurts it too much, then you don't. It comes down to that.
See, is it any more of a distraction than a yanking your starting quarterback out?
No, I don't think. I think there would be a distraction for about 2 weeks.
Not even.
Okay, a week.
It's not any more of a distraction than yanking your quarterback out and coming out after a game and saying,
you'd have some people that might protest or say they're not going to give away their tickets or whatever it might be, which is their right.
The same number of people who gave away their tickets last week.
Well, I just go back to, listen, I support the police, I support the military, and I'm going to stop saying that. I disagree with some of the ways he's communicated. I disagree with the socks he wore. I disagree with the T-shirt. I think that was all in poor taste. But the guy has broken no laws I know of.
Okay.
And he's exercised rights. So
from a football standpoint, would Tony Boselli sign him right now?
Right now, from a strict football standpoint, I think he, from what I remember, again, I didn't watch him last year, but the Colin Kaepernick in my mind that I watched, yes, he makes you better.
I'm not a big Colin Kaepernick guy. I've been that way for a long time. But if I'm the Jacksonville Jaguars, I would sign Colin Kaepernick.
Now, I don't know if he's in shape. I don't know if he wants
to play. Supposedly been in shape, but it's the difference between being in shape and football.
Yeah, I don't know if he wants to play.
How does he fit into offense?
Here's the question I'd ask him if he came in. One, or questions to try to gauge. I want to know how important football is to the guy. Because if football's not important, then I'm not signing him. And I mean, I don't know how important football is. I mean, you hear reports that he had opportunities to go sign up backup contracts with teams. Is that true or not, Pete? I mean, you're out
there. You hear that he did, and I've heard differing reports. I've heard one team that he said he wanted a one-year deal, and they didn't want to get for $5 million or $6 million. They didn't want to do that. Then you hear Seattle would have given him a minimum to come play in, but he wasn't going to come take that. He was going to wait to see if something opened up. Well, something's opened up, right? The perfect scenario. Something's opened up. This job has opened up. It's there. Before the job opened up, before all this happened, wasn't there a buzz a little bit about maybe this team gets decent quarterback play or good quarterback play? They might be able to win 8 or 9 games and maybe sneak in. Well, that buzz is gone, right? Well, if you brought Kaepernick in, the buzz might come back because he might be able to do some things that they can't do now.
I want to go watch some. I'm going to try to go watch some film of him last year.
It's better than what they have now, but it wasn't great.
Yeah, my question is, if for some reason Thursday night both quarterbacks just don't play well at all, is that when they finally go outside the building?
Now you're really pushing the envelope. Now you're talking about 10 days before week and a half before the regular season.
Because they're not going to do it tomorrow, I mean, right?
No, but I would
what
get
else
the
is
wheels
left?
In motion right now, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you have made a call?
I'm probably calling his agent.
Right.
And I'm doing a deep evaluation of the film and trying to find out exactly, calling as many people as I can who are close to him to figure out how important football is to the guy. I just don't know the answer.
Quick yes or no on each of these names.
We'll get to
one more call.
We'll
do that. One, I got tweeted a question. The yes or no on each of these names. Geno Smith, if he comes free.
No.
Mark Sanchez.
No.
Mm.
He's partial to him.
See that shirt.
So you don't think Mark Sanchez is an upgrade?
I don't think he's very good.
Okay.
Kyle Orton.
No. Hell no.
Was in this offense.
Yeah, but he hasn't played football.
Yeah.
For
no.
Two, no.
No.
There you go.
No.
All right. A mixed one on Sanchez. Interesting.
Well, I am biased. Sorry.
Come on.
So,
he's wearing a USC shirt.
I have no prejudice.
Let's get back to the
bias.
One more phone call before the break. Terrence on the South Side. What's up, man? How are you?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Great.
Good. I would like to make a suggestion before I say what I want to say to you all. But
okay.
I wish I could make it to where you can – hear the conversation on the phone while you're on hold.
Okay, we'll try to work on that, yes.
Yeah, but listen, I thought that the head coach could not touch that quarterback position unless he went through the general manager, like Dave Caldwell, because I know Dave Caldwell said he was going to be the starter because he had threw like 64 touchdowns in 2 years. So how did he get that beyond Dave Caldwell and then, I mean, made that decision right after the game unless he had permission to do that before the game?
I think Tom Coughlin's in charge of everything. Let's state that first.
Well, who's making the coaching decision on that one?
I think it's a group effort. I think there's a group conversation, and they could have that conversation.
There's the problem right there. It should be Doug Marrone making that decision.
I'm not disagreeing with you. But you know how things work. And, Terrence, to your question, they could have had a conversation after the game because they all meet and have a conversation before Doug goes to the podium in the locker room.
But Doug should be making the call. He's the head coach of the football team.
With input, I think that's a big decision when you're talking to the quarterback. I think I'm okay. I think ultimately it should be, but I think you have input with the leadership.
Well, who controls the 50? Who controls who plays and who doesn't?
Who controls the 53?
Well, I think Tom controls the 53. But who controls who plays and who doesn't?
Who gets
that
playing time
that
on the field?
The
that's
coach.
A head coaching coach.
Yeah, is it the coach? Is it the coach who wears his garb to the game on Thursday and then goes upstairs?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. JP, he had to do it, didn't he?
Right before break, too.
I mean,
oddly enough.
Why does it matter what he wears on game day?
Because he should be wearing a suit.
What if he's – I wouldn't. If I was the GM, I wouldn't wear a suit.
110 degrees on the field last week.
Was he not in coaching?
If I was the GM, I'd be wearing a pair of shorts and a golf shirt.
Of course you would.
Hey, yeah. I noticed it.
Flip-flops.
I noticed it when they interviewed him, when he was wearing his black Jaguar jacket like he used to wear back in the day.
With the hat?
Yeah. And so somebody, when I talked to some guys, some players from Tampa, they said, hey, he goes, was Coughlin coaching that team? Because he looked like it.
He's more comfortable like that. Who cares what he wears? You think it really matters what he wears?
He's acting as the head coach. No.
How is he acting as the head coach? Because he's
on the field in drills.
Okay, he goes up to the.
Is Dave Caldwell.
Yeah.
In the middle of the drills,
they're standing right beside each other on the sideline. What are you talking about?
He's
not in the middle. I'm standing right beside him. They're standing on the sideline.
Dave does not go into the middle of the drills and stick his nose in the line drills and stuff. No,
he doesn't. When I was down there, I saw him standing by.
Stop it!
I got a photo on Twitter. Go check at JP Shatter.
Look, I love the guy. I love Tom Coughlin, but there's no doubt there's part of him that still thinks he's a head coach, okay? That's why I jokingly...
He's up in the booth, for the record. He is.
I know, but he's in his coach's garb. When he walks around the field before the game,
that's what he's comfortable wearing.
Oh, Tony, you know better. You're laughing about it. See,
I'm not
people on the camera can look at it. Look at him. He's laughing. I got him laughing. He knows
I'm laughing at you.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
I wouldn't wear a suit.
Let's come back.
I'm wearing a pair of slacks.
Can we just come back?
It's hotter than heck out there.
So he's wearing a jacket.
Yeah, I wouldn't wear that either.
Phone lines open, 355-NFL-1. We'll get to your calls. Never mind the dial tone. We'll get to that when we come back. We'll get to the offensive line, too.
It's going
to
give me a headache.
A lot of discussion about that this week as well, kind of under the radar with all the quarterback talk. Check out Jack Hanania's Audi Jacksonville on Blanding. You can lease a beautiful new A3 from just $229 a month. Head over today for details. This is Jaguars Monday on Jaguars.com, the Jaguars app, and Jaguars Radio.
I'm going to play it out. You know, Wellesley's been, you know, sore a little bit, you know, so we've been kind of, you know, watching him in practice. But, again, at the same time, you know, Cam's gotten a rep, but I want to see better from him. You know, I want to see him, you know, I know he's young and I know all that stuff, but I want to see this development speed up. And that's why we've been trying to get him extra reps, and we did that in the first two games.
Doug Marrone discussing the play of Cam Robinson, a left tackle for the Jaguars. Jaguars Monday rolls along. Tony Boselli, Pete Prisco, JP Shadrick, your calls. We'll get to him coming up. 355 NFL 1. Offensive line. They couldn't run the ball last week. Some issues there. The guard, the left guard position is back open for grabs again, according to the head coach.
Was that brought up in his press conference?
Yes, yes. It is open again.
Olamide was
bad
the other day, huh?
Bad night.
Yeah, but he's playing Gerald McCoy, right?
Yeah, even.
When he wasn't playing Gerald McCoy. Bad night.
Not a good night.
So,
I don't think anyone had a good night.
Who's the
first play of the game? The tight end went the wrong way.
Bowanko?
He said Bowanko today was in the hunt for that. I mean, probably Shatley, right?
I mean, this is how the whole. This is all you have to know about the offense and the offensive line, including tight end. First play of the game, guy went the wrong way. First play. It's scripted. Wrong way. I didn't think any of them played particularly well. I thought Cam was the best. Now, his technique isn't great at times, but he is so athletic and long, and he's gifted. If he cleans up his technique, he can be a really good player. He is talented. And he's got to work at it, though.
That's mystifying to me that the technique is that bad.
I mean, it just was sloppy. Could be nerves. It could be a lot of different things. First game at home.
Alabama. Linemen coming out of Alabama are supposed to be in a pro-style offense and know how to.
Have you seen the last few top picks from Alabama line?
Yeah.
Was Womack that good?
No.
The kid at San Diego?
Pfluger.
Pfluger that had to go from tackle to guard?
No. Right, but they should be good, though.
Okay.
But there's reason some of those guys aren't good, and I've actually talked to some of them.
What's the reason?
Well, there's a theory that they get the snot beat out of them in Alabama. Yeah. By the time they get to the NFL, they don't have a lot left. That's one. Two, there's such a program at Alabama that's so structured that when they get to the NFL, they don't know how to handle it. You know, because, you know, if you're not
– right.
They go wild, so they don't know how to handle it. They're not disciplined enough. That's another reason.
Which is weird. You'd think it'd be the other way around.
No,
right?
Because at Alabama, every minute is accounted for. Every single minute. They've told me. Guys have told me that. In fact, it was Pfluger told me. They said every minute's accounted for. When you get to the NFL.
It's not Pfluger. It's Fluker.
Fluker.
Said Pfluger.
Fluker. But when you get to the NFL. You know what? I'm going to call you a Pfluger.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, when you get to the NFL. You know that, Tony. You go home at 6 o'clock on a regular work day.
Yeah, you have to be a pro.
Right, and they're not pros.
Cam Robinson has a good chance. I mean, he has a chance to be good. He's
going to be really good.
He's got to work at it. He's got to clean it up a little bit. He is talented. He does things wrong and still blocks people.
So who else played poorly? Linder wasn't that good the other day.
Linder was not at his best. I think A.J. Cann was average to below average, and I just think Parnell was just okay. I don't think any of them played
tight ends
well.
Didn't block very well either, did
no.
they?
No.
It's a problem. That's supposed
bad
to be
night.
Yeah. If they're going to run the ball like they want to run the ball, they better run the ball.
Now, and now I know everyone listening is like, oh, you're just making excuses for him. It's not. It's preseason. And, Pete, you know this as well. When we had top offenses, there were games in the preseason where we just had bad nights as an offense and the offensive line.
Yep.
In the preseason. So it's just sometimes it happens. It's still a practice game.
They look flat, too.
They didn't have energy. I mean, there's a lot of things that can go into it. I'm not making excuses for them, but I'm not panicked either because I still think overall it's a above-average unit. I'm not saying a great unit, but an above-average unit.
Somebody told me, and I don't know if this is true. I'm not around here as much, but that when they come in here at 6 o'clock in the morning or 5:30 whenever they get here.
They don't get here at 5:30.
Or 6 or whenever they get here. They don't leave until – they don't go anywhere except in this facility until 10 or 11 at night or when they get out of here. Remember, you guys used to go to the hotel for a couple hours and get
there's
the break.
There's no leaving the building, no. During camp, no.
No.
There has not been.
You guys used to leave
Well, we had two-a-days. You had to get a break.
But you used to go back
an hour, like an hour, an hour and a half.
To the hotel and relax and
we had
and
two practices padded
right,
a day,
and rest.
So you took a nap.
It was a different time, though. But these guys don't get to other
what
teams,
do you need a nap for?
Other teams break in the middle of the day still.
Oh, I don't know why you need one.
Just to give them a break. Get them out of here. Let them go back to the hotel, relax, recoup, and then come back.
Recoup from – you have nothing to do that afternoon.
You come back from meetings and everything else and walk through or whatever. They have a walkthrough in the afternoon.
Some teams do. Tony, the Patriots don't have a walkthrough in the afternoon, don't they?
They're here all day. Don't act like – if you were in the same situation, you'd be complaining about it over and over again.
Players complain about everything.
Yeah, but you used to go back to the hotel and eat your little lunch for an hour and a half and then go take a nap for an hour and a half, and then you go back
to practice. Wouldn't be an hour and a half, but I take a little nap. About an hour. Good. Yeah. Oh, power. It was the worst idea ever, though, because you'd wake
you
up
tired.
And you had to go out and back on the field in pads. It's like, oh, what am I doing this for?
It was a much different game
back then.
It was
you can't compare it.
But Don't they stay in a hotel for camp?
Yes.
So shouldn't they go back to the hotel for an hour and a half or 2 hours in the middle of the day just to get out of here?
I don't know. I mean,
if you're saying that's the cause of the
blame poorly.
That's not
saying that's the cause of it.
Well, you're looking for excuses to me, Pete.
I don't make excuses. I don't care.
You're an excuse guy. You are an excuse guy.
You're just throwing it out there. See what sticks.
So what we've learned tonight so far is Pete likes to ride the fence on tough topics.
That's one.
And that he makes excuses.
I'm not making excuses. They were flat. And they looked like their legs were beat.
They looked like they wanted to go back to the hotel and get a nap? Is that what you're saying?
You're damn right they did. Oh, okay. You're damn right they did.
They did not have a lot of energy, and they did not play well as a unit. Couldn't run the ball at all, and Omame had a bad night.
Do you think Bolanco takes the job?
Yeah, who wins it?
Because it was clearly Omame's job.
He was praising the heck out of him last week. Yes.
He was playing well. Had a bad night.
So if
one bad night opens it back up,
I guess.
So it's an enormous game for him then this week.
But Blanco, did Blanco ever really have a chance at left guard? He was at center. I don't remember him taking in OTAs he did, but I don't remember him taking guard snaps during.
Well, he called his name out today specifically.
I know, but
in the press
do you remember him taking?
I don't remember.
Reps?
Honestly, I didn't watch every day.
I thought it was Chris Reed, Shatley, and kind of Omame that were kind of fighting for that guard position. I remember.
Didn't Can slide over there some to the left a little bit?
That was more in off-season. That was more in OTAs. I'm talking about training camp stuff.
Yeah.
So who do you, when the season opens, who do you think is the starting left?
I think Omame will still be it, probably. My guess.
Big game for him this week.
Got to play better. I mean, he played bad.
And he's got some pretty good people inside there now this week. You got Star, who hasn't played as well lately, but you got Short in there too. Pretty good. That's a pretty, you talk about McCoy. Short's pretty darn good.
He's not Gerald McCoy.
No, but Short's good, though.
Yeah, good player.
Yeah. It's going to be a tough
Most guys are pretty good in this league nowadays.
Right.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. Some callers waiting on the line. We'll get to those calls when we come back. 355-NFL-1. 6351? I had a brain transfer.
What's wrong with me?
I need a nap. I need to go back to the hotel and take a nap.
You've only been doing a show for 10 years.
This is Jaguars Monday on Jaguars.com with Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HenneyAutos.com studio. Jaguars Monday continues right now.
Jaguars Monday rolls along. JP Shadrick, Pete Prisco, Tony Boselli.
Sorry.
No one talks about what? We heard that.
Oh, nothing.
Okay.
In 99.
Okay. No.
And I'll bring it up because I wrote the story, so I can sit here and say it. In 99, there was a rift between the coach and the quarterback. He's marked an end zone interception, and Tom called him out in public for it.
Mm. In a press conference
or
something?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Was not good.
It wasn't good. And Mark didn't like it.
Team didn't like it.
No. And that's why.
In 99, it's a pretty good year.
Well, it was the second?
But we were good.
I think it was the second game of the season. It was
didn't
raining
know how
out.
Good you were.
No, we knew out. We were good. And we had a bunch of leaders.
But, in fairness to Mark, it was raining, and he threw a ball into the end zone. It was picked off, and all they needed was kick a field goal, and they go in overtime.
It was second and goal from the five, I think, or four.
Well, in the rain. Remember how poor it was pouring?
Why are we going down?
Because I like.
Let's call Mark
stuff.
And ask him. Let's get Mark on the line.
Doesn't he have a new show out somewhere?
Oh, yeah, he does actually.
I was upset that day.
I know you were.
I was really mad.
So was everybody though. That was not a good situation.
I was mad at the head coach that day.
Let's go back to the phone lines. 355-NFL-1. Let's go to the west side. Jerome, discussing the quarterback. What's up?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Great, man. You?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. I got a question. I got two questions, really. Mm. I'll make it real quick. Do you think Allen Hurns, do you think they're going to use him as, trade bait? And the other one is, I look at how many quarterbacks that got drafted after Bortles that turned out to be real, real good. You know what I mean?
There's only one that you're going to. The only one that matters is Derek Carr.
Huh?
Derek Carr is the only one.
What about Dak Prescott?
Well, he was picked.
He was picked a year later.
Two years.
The same draft. Two years later. It's not relevant. Turn off your radio, please. Turn off your radio, please.
Okay. Oh, my bad.
That was a Garoppolo year, though. Garoppolo came out.
Okay, Garoppolo, he hasn't done anything.
Bridgewater's
the one
hurt.
Guy is is Carr. Maybe Garoppolo, but Carr is the main guy.
Right.
That's it. Hearns, I think they're going to keep six receivers, and here's the locks, in my opinion. A-Rob's a lock.
Yes.
Lee. Marquise is a lock. Westbrook's a lock.
Correct.
And Aurelius Ben's a lock.
For special teams.
Okay, that's four. So you have two left. You have Keelan Cole, Allen Hearns.
And Wynn.
Wynn and Rashad Green.
I would
you have
say,
four for two.
I would say the two are Cole and Hearns.
I would agree. But you have four for two.
But.
Now, injuries can happen, too.
You could also pedal Hearns if you wanted to and maybe try and get something back on him. But who's going to take that contract on?
Yeah, I don't know. But I think right as we sit here today, I think you're going to have six receivers, and you have four for two that are fighting.
Which one of Cole and Wynn, if you didn't keep them, would not be able to come back, would you think would get plucked and go?
Cole immediately. I think the only guy you have a chance to sneak on practice squad is Wynn.
Yeah.
Cole's, punt return.
He's got to be on the team.
Yeah.
Final call of the night.
No, you have injuries, so a lot of things can happen this week.
You done?
Sorry, yes, I'm done.
Kyle in East Arlington discussing the quarterback. Yes,
he's
Kyle.
All angry at you.
Good evening.
Hey, I just wanted to say, am I coming through okay?
Oh, we hear you loud and clear. We're not paying attention.
Gotcha.
I just personally, in being a Jaguars fan since your debut in 1995, here's the way I see this. A little knee-jerk reaction on Blake Bortles. We're only a couple of games, and I guess Thursday will be three games of preseason. I know it wasn't the best camp, but personally, I believe that we need to. And by the way, real quick, it's not his fourth year, by the way. It's his third and a half year, okay? Because you got to go back.
Technically, it's his fourth year in the NFL,
correct.
Sir. I don't want to get into the details or the weeds,
right.
But it technically is his fourth year.
All right, here's the reason why I say this, because that would show a sign of weakness. And believe me, what did Chad Henning, what did he do for Miami? Okay? You could take either one. I mean, but if you make a change now, I think that'd be the worst mistake we could ever make.
So you think you just keep on rolling with Blake?
You darn right, dude.
Okay, that's fair. I think you can make an argument with that as far as his athletic ability, the mobility he has, the way he handles pressure as far as breaking away and kind of improvising. I think I'm fine with that. I don't think anyone here is saying, fist on the table, pound on the table. We think this guy clearly is the best choice for the football
team.
Six
and one, half dozen the other.
So I don't think you're wrong in saying that.
Stay solid.
Okay, that's fair. You need to call Blake. You're the type of people he needs to be talking to.
Well, now back. All right. Yeah, I agree. Blake needs to stay off the media. Stay off the media.
Oh, he is. I hope. I hope he is.
And let Blake be Blake. Just let Blake be Blake.
Don't listen to Pete. For God's sake.
Pete's a fence rider.
No,
he feels strongly both
ways. I like Kyle. Kyle has conviction. Says roll with Blake and let's go.
What would you do?
I'd let Thursday play out.
Right, that's what I would do.
No, you rode the fence.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I said
you're on the fence.
You're a fence rider.
You're feeling strongly both ways, Pete.
Both ways, Pete.
Never ride the fence.
Two-way street with Pete Prisco.
I'm with you.
Pete,
I'd play
two-way.
Both one-way, though.
Pete, two-way Prisco.
If you had to pick one right now, which one would you pick, Tony? You pick Henny.
No, of course he would. Look at him. Look at his face.
You pick Henny.
Can't hide that.
I had to pick
you know what that
second.
Face is? That's the same face when we used to try and is Luke Joko any good? And he'd have to go.
Luke Joko might be the left tackle in Seattle now since
Fant got hurt.
Yeah.
Luke Joko was faces, being a guard. All those faces on Mondays he used to make in here.
I would probably if I had to choose right now, which
he's
you don't
ignoring
have to,
me, isn't he, Jeff?
Yes, he is.
If I had to choose right now, even though I don't have to, I'd probably go with Chad. Mm. Right now. But I would let Thursday play out.
I would let Thursday play out, too. Then I go sign Kaepernick.
Based on those, if you're on Jaguars.com, based on the statistics, you take Brandon Allen.
Yeah, but he's playing against bartenders and bouncers.
I know. I'm joking. A bunch of accountants.
But you know what? There's a lot of people in town that have actually, on the radio I've listened to, have called for Brandon Allen to play.
I know. It's an epidemic, Pete.
It's ridiculous.
An epidemic. I don't think it would be actually considered an epidemic.
I would say, have you followed online? It is viral.
Viral is different. Epidemic.
People have to realize that he's playing against guys that aren't going to be in the league. They're gone. After next week, they're all going to play next week. They're going to fake injuries, get injury settlements, and then they're all gone. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, my hamstring.
I've already talked to a bunch of agents who are preparing their clients for the fakes.
No.
Yes.
Agents prepare them?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Are you going to write this?
It's been out there.
Tell me
are you
going to
write
true.
It?
That's true.
Are you going to source this?
Agents tell their players.
Like a guy who's not going to make the team.
Fake it.
He gets pulled hamstring.
Or why don't you just fake a concussion? That's the one you can't even
and then
argue.
You get like, okay, I want a 7-week injury settlement, and the team will say, I'll give you 3.5. You negotiate it, and you end up with 4 or 5, and you get paid for 4 or 5 weeks. That's what's going to happen. I guarantee you, you're going to see a lot of guys taking it.
That's a lack of integrity.
If you're never going to play in the league ever again?
That's a lack of integrity.
What if you never play in the league ever again?
I don't care. It's a lack of integrity.
This is from a guy who gets remunerated for losing weight. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but I'm up front. It's a very handshake, look in the eye deal that I'm going to do this, you're going to do this, you pay me for this.
Guys,
I'm honest.
If the guy can get 5 weeks of check.
Lack of integrity.
And he's never going to play in the league again.
That's lying, Pete.
Huh?
That's lying. I mean, what world do we live in where lying's okay?
To get a 5-game check?
See, so now we know we got Fence Rider. Yeah. What was the second thing he is?
Forgot.
What and he's bad. A immoral.
What's good for me is good for me.
Junk.
I admit it.
He's a lying.
I admit it.
So nothing people you it. Listen to Pete Prisco say on the radio you can believe because he's admitted you're a liar.
They're, most people would be with me on this one.
So you're saying most of our world is a bunch of lying.
You take an injury and get a 5-game injury settlement.
Let's call it as most people are liars.
No, that's not what I'm saying. You just fake an injury and get 5.
That's called lying, Pete.
No. What do you mean? You're making me play the last preseason game and you know you're cutting me.
You're lying about an injury.
Are they not using the last preseason game to play a bunch of stiffs that aren't going to make the team?
It doesn't matter. You have a contract. That's your job.
Yeah, well.
Then don't play.
And part of that job is if I get hurt, I get an injury settlement.
But, yes, if you get hurt, that's fine. You deserve an injury settlement. Right. But if you don't get hurt and you lie about it.
You get a hamstring. How do you know if it's hurt or not?
Oh,
you know. Miami.
Yeah, I know, and I know I'm getting 5-week check.
No, I have
family to
honor,
support, Tony.
I rest my case. Liar!
No, what's good for me is good for me, and
Pete,
a 5-game check will be good for
Pete,
me.
You're a liar.
This is coming from the guy. I'm not even going to say it.
Don't do it. Yes,
I won't even.
You
say
just
it.
Went. You're in.
I'm not even going to say it.
Say it.
No,
do it.
I'm not.
Because I've not done that before.
No, I know you haven't done that before. I'll tell you off air.
No, you can't do that.
No, I'm not doing that.
Afraid you'll get punched in the mouth.
No. Yeah, he is.
I'm not saying it on air.
He'll say it when he's down in Miami the rest of the season.
No, I will not say
he won't
it.
Say
I promise
it
you I will not say it.
Pete, here's the thing. Pete says he would do that. I know for a fact he wouldn't.
If I knew I was never going to play
no,
again.
No, you wouldn't. I know you, Pete.
If I knew I was never going to play again.
And if it is your profession. And because I know you, what your profession, you have as much integrity, all joking aside, as anyone I know when it comes to your profession as a journalist.
And if I was ever going to be a journalist again,
I would not. No, you wouldn't.
Take a 5-game check.
No, because who you are.
You're done.
No, but you know, Pete, I know you for a fact you would never do that. Tell me I'm wrong. Pete, tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
You're such a liar.
I might do it.
Now he's double lying. Double lying.
Got a groin.
Groin.
He's full of it. I know guys do it, but you wouldn't do it.
You're going to see a lot of guys do it, though, next week.
JP, would you do it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Joe, would you do it?
Oh, my
absolutely.
God.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Hollywood, would you do it?
Oh, Hollywood, yes.
He's trying to get on your good side.
Hollywood, I like you, Hollywood. You have integrity.
He's just trying to get on your good side.
He hasn't lived much life yet.
No,
he has integrity.
It's not integrity.
Thank you. That
isn't
sure.
Money is what
it
is.
Not quite Hollywood, but
we'll go with it. It's close enough.
Integrity won't buy you anything.
It is fraud, though.
Huh?
It's fraud.
Prove it.
Then it's fraud.
Prove it.
Yeah.
How you going to prove it that I'm not hurt? How about him? But I just said pull a hamstring, and he went one step further and said, go with the concussion. He hit it off.
You brought that up.
You brought that up.
If you're going to, that's the easiest one to say.
You the best scenario.
Great.
I wouldn't do it.
No, you're in on it, too.
You're
no, I wouldn't do it.
You said it. We got it on tape.
Have you ever called in sick?
Fake?
Oh.
Fake.
Never.
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 I can honestly say I never have either.
Never.
Because that's the same thing.
I come to work sick.
Never done it.
I've never. They had to send me home one year at the newspaper because I had mono.
Yeah, you know how many practices I missed I mean, days of showing up to work as a professional athlete, zero. Never once.
You know how many days I missed covering the Jaguars when I was the beat guy?
One.
I got food poisoning from a certain establishment.
You're soft.
I got food poisoning. And
what, we're not in school.
And OSHA went to him and said, Pete's not here today, he has food poisoning. And OSHA, and Coughlin looked at him and went, that's a blow.
I never have.
Even school? No.
Fake being sick, don't go to school?
Oh, yeah, I've done that. And growing up, absolutely.
Same thing.
Same exact
thing. You lied.
Yeah, I did.
Liar.
Yeah. Liar. You're a liar.
Okay, fair enough.
You're a liar, Tony.
I would be lying right now if I told you I'd never faked
you're a liar, Tony.
Going to school.
Coming up at Daly's Place, Mary J. Blige, Wednesday night, Lifehouse and Switchfoot, Sunday, August 27th, and Goo Goo Dolls, Saturday, September 2nd. A full schedule and tickets at dailysplace.com. Thanks for the calls tonight and the Twitter questions of the evening around the National Football League after this. It's Jaguars Monday on Jaguars Radio.
That's priceless.
All time jaking of injuries. Caddyshack.
That is priceless.
Rodney, sweet Rodney Dangerfield.
He couldn't find the fairway. He said, I'm faking an injury. Getting back up in here.
Jaguars Monday.
I love that.
JP Shattuck, Pete Prisco.
That's good stuff. Joe well done, Joe.
Yes,
well done.
Yes,
Joe
yes.
Fortunato, Max Hockman. Hey, let's go around the National Football League and start off with the commissioner. Close to signing a 5-year extension as the commissioner in the National Football League. The contract needs to be approved by the Compensation Committee. They have 6 owners on that committee. But it received the authority from all the owners in May to do the deal. 5 more years, Roger Goodell.
How much is it? Does it say how much?
Doesn't say.
He's making, what, 45, something like
46.
That now?
It's not a bad living.
So let's just say he has to take a pay cut and go down to 40. That's $200 million over the next 5 years.
But the interesting thing about that is after the Elliott suspension, after the Brady deflategate, everybody said, oh, he's out, he's out, he's out, he's out. You know what Roger does? He makes the guys who pay him and hire him a lot of money. They love Roger. I had a nice chat with Roger at the owners' meeting because I've known Roger for years because he was the point man on the expansion process. I said, Roger, they kill you now. He goes, really? He goes, I really don't pay attention to it. He really doesn't.
I would say Roger Goodell has done a lot more good things than bad things for the NFL.
Well, how about the program for the players that he started? You know, people, you know, the retired players, yeah. He started that. That's Roger.
No, he does a lot. I mean, he cares about the game. I think they blew the Brady deal.
They blew the Ray Rice deal, too.
And they blew the Ray Rice deal.
Right.
The Ray Rice deal was at a time they blew it. I don't know if they saw the tape or didn't. And they missed. They just blew it.
They did.
Blew that. But the handling of obviously what Ray Rice did was much worse than anything Brady was accused of. But the way they handled the Brady thing,
bad,
was just terrible.
And
they brought that upon themselves.
The union keeps barking up about a lockout coming up and everything, and Roger has too much power. They negotiated that power too.
They gave it to him.
So they have nobody to blame but themselves. And as far as a strike or a lockout coming up,
not happening.
Richard Sherman's telling players to start saving money. Nobody's going to be in the league by then. These guys have short shelf lives. They can't.
5 years from now.
Right. Can you imagine if you're a veteran minimum player and your career is possibly 1 or 2, 3 years, you're not going to strike. What are you going to strike for? For what? For the next generation? You want your own.
Yeah.
Again,
what's good for me
is good for me.
Right. Andy Reid making it pretty clear. Alex Smith is the starting quarterback in Kansas City. Mahomes, though, moved up to second string. How long does that last?
Alex Smith gives him the best chance of winning right now. Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback of the future. I think it's the right decision.
And Mahomes looked good the other day, but when you really went back and watched it, he leaves pockets way too soon. He's a young quarterback. Right. But what if they're 4-7 at one point? Then you go to Mahomes.
Sure, but they're not going to be. I think it's a good football team. Andy Reid's a good football coach.
He is a good football
coach.
And
that division is
not... One of the most underrated football coaches.
And that division is not what... Denver is going to struggle, I think. I think Denver's just okay.
Simeon's going to be a quarterback there.
But it's just... Yeah. He's just
middling. That's all he is.
They're just okay. They did nothing.
The Raiders have a bad defense, despite having Khalil Mack.
I think the Raiders...
San Diego's but a team here's the that
thing.
Could be good.
Here's the thing with the Raiders. Donald Penn's still not back, is he yet?
No. San Diego could be good.
Who's their left tackle? I think the Chiefs, I think it's a wide-open division.
Yeah, but the Chargers, if you look at the way the league is built now, And the Raiders are good because
the Chargers offensively are going to be unbelievable if they stay healthy.
And you got two pass rushers in Ingram and Bosa. So Chargers could be a good team.
The Chargers are already banged up, right? The offensive line.
They lost one guy.
Yeah. They lost Forrest Lamb.
They lost the guy. Absolutely. But
Mike Williams is banged up.
There you go.
But guess what? They got Phillip Rivers. They got Antonio Gates, who's still good. They got the running
Hunter
back.
Henry is a good tight end, too. They got
Henry. They got the
Tyrell bat. Williams emerged last year. They got Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen's back, who's right. a stud.
Melvin Gordon. The line's good. The line's better than it was a year ago.
Much better. And the defense is going to be
got
with those two pass rushers.
And you got corners.
And they're going to get Shane.
You get Jason Verrett.
Jason Verrett back.
And Casey Hayward played good.
Yeah, I mean,
they're good. They're going to win the division.
Where they're weak is at linebacker. Losing Perryman hurt.
Yeah, but he'll be back in 7 weeks, they say.
10 weeks.
Yeah. But they can run. They're fast.
Real fast.
Anquan Boldin announced his retirement from football. 14 seasons in the league. 3-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion with the Ravens. Number 9 on the all-time receptions list. More than 17 other Hall of Fame wide receivers. 14th in all-time receiving yards. 23rd in receiving touchdowns. Is he a lock for Canton?
No. Not a lock.
No.
No, he's in the Hall very good. I never thought he was great. I always thought he was very good. I used to joke around, he's caught the most passes in league history being covered. He was never open. He always caught a lot of passes, though. He was a big, strong, physical guy.
Great,
couldn't run,
really good player, man.
Run off, and a great,
great
human
teammate,
being.
Great, I mean, competitor.
But okay, was he better than Jimmy?
No.
No.
Played longer.
Doesn't matter. He wasn't better than him. That's not what we ask. Is he better?
Mm. He is not better than Jimmy Smith. No.
He's not
if you're putting guys in the Hall of Fame at that position, you got to put Jimmy Smith in before Anquan Boldin.
And T.O. and Randy Moss both should be in next year. They both will go in.
Do you think they both go in the same year?
No, they're going to hold Randy Moss next year.
I agree.
Which is dumb. Dumb process.
The Baltimore Ravens, the Jaguars' Week 3 opponent in London, they canceled practice today, but they visited the Pentagon, followed by Arlington National Cemetery to lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. They have a couple of veterans on their team, actually. Maybe not a veteran, because Keenan Reynolds was the quarterback.
Why'd they do
Navy.
It today?
Just had the day off. They had the tours set up and everything.
It's weird, though. They did it today. It gave them one of those player days, and they're off tomorrow. That's weird. But
back-to-back days.
Good for them, though. Good for them.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I like it.
Better than paintball.
More productive than paintball, yes.
Exactly.
The NFL has made a deal to stream games and other content in China. League announced on Monday they'll have a 3-year deal with Tencent Holdings Limited to stream games and other content. Big deal for the NFL to finally strike it over in China. And there's talk of a game over there at some point, a few years down the road, maybe 18 or 19, I believe they're talking about playing a game there. So,
hey, they've done all they can in this country. That's why London's a big deal with the Jaguars, and why you want to continue to grow the game elsewhere. They play in Mexico City.
Yep,
I mean it's good. You know, I think it's a good thing. Now, if they want to really challenge themselves, try and play a game in North Korea.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, Pete.
From Pyongyang tonight, the Jaguars welcome. No, what? That doesn't even sound right.
Yeah,
no.
I wouldn't hold your breath.
No, that's
that.
Not going to happen.
No.
That was a joke.
Yes, I hope so.
You didn't think I was serious with that?
No,
what's wrong with
no,
you?
I knew it was a joke right away.
When did they play in Tokyo? That was some years ago, right?
Yeah, they played
some preseason games.
Long time ago,
yeah. Right? It's a brutal trip, what everybody says, though. It's brutal.
I've been to Asia several times.
You have?
Long, long flight.
Did you go from L.A. to
Asia? I went from this coast to L.A. to Asia.
But did you stay in L.A. for a while then go?
No.
No?
Bam.
Oh, man, Tony, that's brutal.
Mm. One time I went the other way.
You went from here to Germany or something? Or?
No, I went here to Amsterdam, Singapore.
Yeah, you had a little stopover in Amsterdam, did you?
For about 3 hours.
That's enough to get you.
That's about all you need.
I've been
it's
to
about
Amsterdam.
2.5 hours too long
I've
for
been
you.
To Amsterdam like five times, four or five times traveling. Never have left the airport.
No, I heard you can get whatever you need in the airport. No, I'm kidding.
No, I'd like to go. I mean, people say
I've never
nice.
Been.
I've never been either. I mean, I've been there, but never outside the airport.
I've never been to Europe.
Oh. I love Europe.
Banged
a lot
up,
of places.
Banged up Jaguars football team. Boye, Fournette, Marquise Lee. They're not going to play this week, Doug said today. So.
The Boye injury worries me all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It's been
a couple weeks.
A couple weeks.
Yeah. He's got to play.
Is Jalen playing?
No.
What's Boye's injury?
Undisclosed.
When it's the undisclosed toe injury.
When is Jalen going to play?
I don't know. We'll see.
Is he running around on the practice field?
Is Yeah, yes, doing, I saw him run before. They're close. Sooner or later, you got to get reps out there. He's still a young player.
Fournette needs to play.
So does, I would play Jalen, but it's not, I'm not sure.
Talk to you guys next week.
You got it.
Ahead of preseason week four, Pete Briscoe.
Will Kaepernick be here?
Ooh, Tony Boselli, Max Hochman, Joe Fortunato, Ashlyn Sullivan. I'm JP Shadrick. Thank you for watching and listening to Jaguars Monday on Jaguars Radio.